The battle for our time and affections is a perpetual battle of the ages. Our Lord Jesus simplified the call to all of his people in relation to this battle by simply saying, no man can serve two masters. It can't be done. There has to be a giving over of oneself to one or the other. Choose who you will serve. In 1971, Herbert Simon, a Nobel Prize winning economist, award winning computer scientist, and pioneer in artificial intelligence, wrote, "In an information rich world, the wealth of information means a dearth of something else. A scarcity of whatever it is that information consumes." What information consumes is rather obvious. The attention of its recipients. I'm not sure he could have had, really, even in 1971, a full understanding of the degree to which we can access information today. Well, computers were there, but to foresee the power, the computing power and the access to information that we have today at our fingertips 24/7, regardless of where we are, it's quite hard to comprehend. And in our information-rich world, beloved, attention is the currency of the day. It is all clamoring for your attention. Every business, music artist, movie producer, comedian, influencer, politician, video game, mobile app, social media website, news channel, radio station, online streaming service is vying for your attention. In the midst of much of this, are advertisements for every type of product under the sun. As marketers try to interrupt the zombie-induced state of people as they scroll their Facebook feed or watch another YouTube video or tune in and watch a live stream of a video gamer on Twitch. Human attention is the currency. Seldom do any of these businesses or individuals really care about you. They simply want your attention and ultimately your loyalty and your money. On April 17th, 2017, the Netflix Twitter account tweeted, "Sleep is my greatest enemy." The CEO of Netflix said, "You get a show or a movie you're really dying to watch, and you end up staying up late at night. So we actually compete with sleep." And he went on to say, "And we're winning." It's been estimated that the percentage of adult men and women who sleep less than 6 hours has increased significantly over the last 20 years. It's not because we no longer need it, but simply because we are sacrificing sleep for addictive entertainment. 1 in 4 of those in their teens are getting under 6.5 hours of sleep when they're supposed to get around 9 hours of sleep. And those whose life is a study of man's physical health are concerned about the knock-on effect of our modern lifestyle, the impact of all of this. Among both women and men, it is well established that sleep disorders, being prevented from sleeping, contributes to or is associated with a myriad of health conditions, including cardiovascular disease, hypertension, glucose dysregulation, depression, and anxiety disorders. It's also having an impact on our reproductive health, sleep, or the lack thereof. And while I'm not unconcerned about your physical well-being, my primary concern is to consider the spiritual ramifications this has upon you. It is my conviction that we have entered a period in human history where it has become increasingly difficult for Christians to find their delights in God. And I want to begin the year by drawing attention to this struggle and maybe helping just a little. It did cross my mind, why are you even trying to preach on this? The enemy is so beyond the scale of what one man or one sermon can ever hope to achieve. But here I am. Is it not the Lord's will, beloved, that you delight in Him?